The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Here live from the John and Mary Brock football facility. And first and foremost, Coach, thank you. We understand this hallowed ground, media, anybody with a microphone and some opinions aren't allowed a lot of times near a college football spring train. So we really do appreciate the access and the time you're giving us today.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you guys do for us. You guys do a great job. You know, been a fan for a long time. Happens to be a really, really special, special day, but on not just starting spring ball, but a special day for a lot of people around this place that are associated with Georgia Tech.
Yes, you heard.
There you go.
The birthday boy.
The birthday man, Joe Ham.
Now, you did know it was my birthday before today, right?
Not at all.
But he's playing.
No, he's not.
No.
So, Joe.
Oh. Like, I got a little bit more respect for you than I should have.
Yeah, I know. Well, if I had any capacity in my brain right now to do anything other than what we're doing right now, I would not be doing fair to these kids, these coaches, so, or to your beloved Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Gotcha.
So there we go. That point, Coach, it's your program now, your football team.
It's our program.
I like that.
It's our program. So everyone that played here in the past, everyone that plays here now, everyone that will play here in the future, right, it's our program, and everybody's involved.
Well, we were talking about that with basketball having the turnover and, you know, bringing back and reaching back to Dennis Scott and anybody else who's walked through here who's been a Jacket to, you know, have people help build the program and rebuild the program. What are your thoughts? Your first day out for spring ball, what are some of the things that you have decided you're going to do or not going to do?
Well, really, you know, coming out now, we're really just in underwear first couple of days before we go on spring break. Just the way spring break fell, it's the way we had to do it this year. But really, when you look at it as a whole, I mean, it's just to come out every day, be the best we can be that day. I mean, we can't allow the anxiety to creep into these kids' heads of worrying about what we're going to be at the end, how we're going to be at the end of spring, where we're going to be going into the summer, into the season. I mean, so the challenge is just every day to come out and be the absolute best we can be. You know, one play at a time. You know, let's get through that day and see where we're at. All right, before we get ready to start the next day, and then we start building one day upon another.
We've talked about Georgia Tech. What is the identity going to be under you? Do you have an idea, or do you envision what you want your team to look like when September rolls around?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a picture you can paint, but at the end of the day, you know, the toughness that we have to have as a football team. You know, the mental toughness and physical toughness, and you know, for the physical toughness to come, you know, mental toughness has to be there first. And I firmly believe that toughness is a skill, like every other skill, that can be coached, it can be developed, it can be improved on every day. It's not something you're born with. No one's born with that trait of mental or physical toughness. So to be able to do that, the discipline we have to have as a football team, you know, we have to be disciplined in all aspects. And these things, you know, when you talk about the toughness, the discipline, you know, that's not just on the field. That's not just during the 2 hours of practice. It's the way you live your life. It's the discipline you have to be a good football player. And guys that have been around championship teams understand that. You know, it's not just a 2 hours on the field or an hour in the meeting room. You know, it's a 24/7 deal that you have to have, and then to learn how to execute, and you know, and understand they're evaluated. Will they execute? They're given the information, they rep what they're given, and then we have to put it together and go execute it. So and then when those things are all said and done, you know, what is the commitment? You know, those are the four things we're looking for, and that's what they're going to be evaluated on. So what is their commitment to themselves, number one, to the team, and again, like everything else, like the discipline, the commitment comes, you know, 24/7. It's what you're doing away from here.
Coach, what went into you, hiring your offensive staff? A lot of backgrounds, different backgrounds, coming from different places. What were you looking for when building that staff offensively and defensively?
Yeah, so really, Joe, the things looking for were, you know, it had to be a great fit. They all had to fit together. Yeah, you know, you have what you want. You have names that you have, but they've got to be able to fit together. And really, the three traits were: I wanted great men, great husbands, great fathers, guys that were great teachers and great recruiters. And those three things, if we can put them together, you know, there's a wealth of experience, you know, everywhere from high school to the National Football League, that I wanted to put together, because you know, we all have a vision of what we want the offense to look like. But if you don't have the personnel to do that, then you can't do it. So you can't put a square peg in a round hole and just say that's who we are, that's what we do. So we have to be able to match our schemes with the personnel we have to be able to put the best product on the field.
He's head coach at Georgia Tech football. Brent Key joins us right here in the locker room down at Georgia Tech at the first day of spring practice. And being an offensive lineman, how hard is it for you not to go put your hands on your offensive lineman, and how nice it is for them not to have you down there right now?
Yeah, that's why I'm up here, guys. No, that's the reason I hired Jeep as the O-line coach. You know, I wanted an O-line coach, and I think it went through 12 different guys that, you know, sat down and talked to and interviewed. And I wanted someone that was different than me. I wanted someone that spoke a different language, coached a different you know, type of scheme. I knew the schemes we wanted that I felt like the schemes we needed to be successful, running a different type of offense. So you know, Jeep was the perfect fit because he speaks a different language. He has different calls, different teaching progressions, different indie drills, and I wanted that. I wanted it to be fresh for everyone, but especially those offensive linemen. You know, he's simplified things. That's something I knew, you know, self-assessing I needed to do as a coach, was be able to simplify things on the offensive line, and he's done that. Excited to see these guys progress, and excited to stay away from them.
Do you feel like a first-time head coach, given the fact that you got some of those games last year, to sit in that chair and make those decisions?
I don't. I don't at all. You know, and I think anytime you sit, I mean, now there's learning experiences and there's bumps in the road you're always going to see, and you know, I think for the first year and a half, you're always going to have those things, and your ability to assess those, to identify them, then to adjust, and be able to take the constructive criticism from people you trust on the staff. To fix those things, that's important. But as far as feeling like a first-time head coach, I think anytime if you felt like that, you know, if that type of insecurity crept in, you know, you would have, you know, the kids on the team would see it, the coaches would see it. So I mean, it's out here. We've been rolling since day one.
What's a successful spring program in your mind before we let you go?
Yeah, every day, one day at a time. I mean, you know, if you ask me at the end of the day what was successful, I'll tell you. But you know, to look at the end of the spring, I can't tell you that. If I say that, I'm saying something that I tell the kids not to do.
Okay. I like this. Right to the point.
Straightforward.
Get the information and get you fired up. There he is, head coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Brent Key, joining us here. And, again, we thank you for the time, Coach. We really do appreciate the access. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Everybody could kind of feel, you know, your imprint last season. We hope you guys get off to the great start you want to this year. And we'll look fun while watching Georgia Tech do well this year.
Appreciate it, guys. We're building a foundation for the long term. So appreciate it. Go Jackets.
Georgia Tech head football coach Brent Key joining us here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.